On November 27, 2014, Australian cricketer Philip Hughes was struck by a bouncing ball during a Sheffield Shield match playing for New South Wales. The 25-year-old tragically passed away soon after as a result of the freak incident, which caused shockwaves throughout not only the cricketing, but the sporting world. Shortly after his death, I spoke to the University of Sunderland's cricket president, Sam Sanderson, to get his thoughts on Philip Hughes and the safety within cricket as a whole. Sanderson was hopeful that the sport wouldn't lose its competitive edge, regardless of the incident. Just over 1 year on, I caught up with him again to see if he thought cricket had changed.
I don't think the game as a whole has changed. There's a lot more talked about bowling bouncers and about the safety aspect, but the game, the spirit of the game and stuff like that has not changed at all, really. And that's how it should be, that I said that when I spoke to you. I don't think it could change, because that would be the end of the sport, really. If that factor disappeared, then it just wouldn't be cricket.
The incident did open up a debate on the safety of cricket. I also asked Sanderson if he felt more aware of the potential dangers when playing in the aftermath of Philip Hughes' death.
For me, no, I don't actually wear a helmet when I bat.
Some people say,
but that's just how I've been brought up. I've watched my dad do that with no helmet. It's just the way I learned cricket. And I find a helmet a lot just in the way, really. And I back myself to get out of the way. But obviously, after the first couple of training sessions after Phil's death, I actually did wear a helmet indoors, and I encouraged all the lads to wear a helmet just to make sure I had a talk with the lads and that. But it was just a thing for me, which I backed myself to get out of the way, even though obviously it feels like it's a bit different. Everyone's bowling 90 mile an hour at your head. It might be a bit different. You've got a bit more time to get out of the way. So me personally, it hasn't affected my cricket in any way.
First team captain of Sunderland Cricket Club, Greg Applegarth, also shares Sanderson's views. He believes that the initial shock of Hughes' death led to the calls for improvements on safety. But since then, most people have come to accept the freakish nature of the incident.
I think the initial reaction was maybe there is a flaw with helmets and the bit of the neck where he was struck. And on Missouri and Albion, one or two others have now redesigned the helmet to cover it. But it was a freak accident. It was the only spot on his head that could have caused that. I mean, you didn't see many incidents like that. So I personally didn't think there was an issue with the safety equipment or the rules or anything like that.
Despite how unlikely it is that something like this should ever happen in cricket again, there is still ongoing ideas being discussed to maximise the safety of players. Some manufacturers have improved the batsman's helmet in order to give the neck area more protection. Both Applegarth and Sanderson agree this would be the best way to go if changes had to be made.
Well, maybe if he was wearing one of those helmets, then it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, definitely. If for batters who use their helmet, and what you want as much protection as you can without reducing the quality of cricket played, to be fair. I think it's Missouri at the moment have created like this thing. It's like a upside down M shape on the back of the helmet, which covers the bit that Philip Hughes got. And you can see all the professionals, all internationals, using them helmets at the moment. I think that's a really good idea. So I'd definitely endorse as much money as you can into getting protection spot on so it never happens again.
The general consensus among cricket players is that the sport still remains safe. Whether or not any more advancements are made remains to be seen. But for now, all we can do is hope that nothing like this ever happens again.